This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Katrina Rowe with you this morning, and it's this time on a Wednesday that we do healthy living. And this week, can your mobile phone give you cancer? A number of media reports and scientific studies have said mobile phones are perfectly safe, just relax, there's no problem. But a recent World Health Organization report from the International Agency for Research on Cancer concluded that radiation from mobile phones was possibly carcinogenic to humans. Professor Bruce Armstrong is a professor of public health at the Sydney School of Public Health at Sydney Uni, and he's going to help us answer this question this morning. Hi, Professor Armstrong.
Hello, Katrina.
Thanks for your time today.
Pleasure.
Now, firstly, what kind of radiation is it that mobile phones emit?
Well, they produce radio waves, and this is a much lower energy kind of radiation than nuclear radiation, ultraviolet radiation, etc. Mm-hmm. But I guess to give the best example is that microwaves that are produced by a microwave oven are radio frequency waves. And So, of course, when the energy is absorbed into the food you put into the microwave oven, it heats up the food. So radio waves can certainly heat up tissue if you're exposed enough to them, and generally speaking, we're not. But also, they do affect electrical currents within tissue, including the brain. Whether that's important or not is really not well established from a biological point of view, but they do things to tissue that could have biological effects. But it's nothing like nuclear radiation or even ultraviolet radiation in the sun.
Okay. And now, what I mentioned microwaves, but what other kind of devices use this kind of radiation?
Well, of course, most of it is through radio communications. In the house, it's principally the microwave, which is very well shielded, so there's actually very little release of radio waves from the microwave when it's in use. And so most of what we as sort of free-living human beings get is from use of mobile phones, if we use a mobile phone. Otherwise, it's from radio transmission, so the TV towers, the radio towers, the mobile phone towers, all of those kinds of things. People working in some occupations will get higher levels of exposure, either because they're working with radio devices or, for example, they're working with industrial heating devices, which again are using the microwaves to heat up things.
I suppose I'd be getting a bit here in a radio station.
Well, it all depends. Probably not in practical terms, because your transmitter is aiming to get the radio waves out of the
exactly
building and off into the ether and not down into you.
Okay. So what kind of evidence is there, if any, that using mobile phones could increase the risk of getting or maybe speeding up, I guess, the growth of certain types of brain cancers?
Well, there have been a number of studies now, and I guess the best you can say is that there are suggestions from the results of at least two of the major studies that when there is high exposure to mobile phone use, then there is an increase in brain tumour risk, particularly risk of glioma, which is unfortunately the nastier form of brain tumour, but also possibly the tumours on the nerve that goes from the ear to the brain, so-called acoustic neuromas. Now, there are inconsistencies, internal inconsistencies, between the results of these studies and other problems with them that make us feel rather cautious about making any certain statement, but it's really those studies that led the International Agency for Research on Cancer to say that mobile phone use, or at least radio waves in the use of mobile phone use, are possibly carcinogenic.
I noticed you still have a mobile phone. I called you on it yesterday, so you can't be too worried about it.
No, I'm not personally too worried about it. I'm probably a bit more of a risk taker than some people, you know, like I ride my bike to work and stuff like that. But I'm not a big mobile phone user either. I don't think I would want to be a very heavy mobile phone.
No. And what do you think constitutes heavy use? It seemed like from those two studies that it was particularly, you mentioned the ones that had high exposure, so I assume that means they're using their phone a lot. What do you think would sort of constitute heavy usership?
That's pretty hard to tell. In terms of the group that came up, and these were people who had accumulated exposure of over a 1,000 hours, basically. Those are the ones in which there's some evidence of an increase in risk. And in one of the studies, it looks as if that is mostly confined to people who first started their mobile phone use perhaps 7 to 10 years or more ago.
So it builds up over time, maybe?
Well, there are two possibilities. One is simply you need that amount of time to accumulate the necessary exposure, or it's kind of heavy exposure whenever you get it, but the risk is seen a longer time into the future. So it's not an immediate risk, it's a delayed risk.
And
it's a little hard with the current data to be really sure which of those is most important, if indeed either is.
Okay, and what about children? I mean, are they more vulnerable than adults, and should parents be letting their kids use mobile phones?
If there is a risk, that is, if there is a risk of brain tumour associated with mobile phone use, then it's probable that children would be more vulnerable. Now, that wouldn't necessarily mean that they're going to get brain tumours as children, but it may be that they'd be more likely to get them as adults because they started mobile phone use as children. Two reasons for that. One is, for anything that causes cancer, it is generally true that the longer you live after having been exposed, the more likely it is that you will get a cancer because of the exposure, because it takes time, often quite a long time, for cancers to develop. Secondly, because the skull is thinner in children, then the level of the radio frequency energy that the mobile phone produces, the proportion of it that's absorbed into the brain will be greater in a child than in an adult who's using a mobile phone to the same amount in the same way.
So would it be fair to say that maybe if you're going to let your kids have one, they shouldn't probably be having long talks on them and that sort of thing, just to be safe?
Yeah, I think if I had young children now, I'd be, one, trying to persuade them not to start using a mobile phone until it really became an absolute necessity, which they seem to have become, and secondly, to not have long conversations. If you want to have long conversations, well, we'll put in a second landline telephone so that you can use that.
Yeah.
And I guess, in addition, I'd be saying, look, use text whenever possible. Save your money, and you're not going to get your brain exposed.
Exactly. Well, kids like texting, so that's all right. I'm speaking to Professor Bruce Armstrong. He's a professor of public health at the Sydney School of Public Health at Sydney Uni, and we're talking about whether mobile phones are safe or not. I thought you mentioned it's better, you know, maybe talk on the landline. What about cordless phones? Because they also use radio frequencies, don't they?
Yeah, they do. And the modern cordless phone, the digital ones that you can use down the street almost,
yeah,
receive and so on, the evidence is that they don't you're not as exposed as much to radio frequency waves using one of those as a mobile phone, and that's probably largely because the base station is closer, so you don't need such a strong signal.
No, yeah.
But it's still a material exposure, and one of the studies that have been done did look at the cordless phone issue, and they did find some evidence of an increased risk of brain tumours. So the evidence there is certainly less strong, but it is possible that the modern digital cordless phones are producing, as I say, exposures that are not the same as a mobile phone. They may be as much as a tenth of what a mobile phone produces, but it's still there.
Yeah.
And we can't totally exclude the possibility that there's a problem there.
Okay. Now, before I let you go then, can you give us some tips of how you could use a phone and get a bit less exposure to this radiation? What are some safer ways to use your phone?
Well, first one is not to put it to your ear. The evidence we have at the moment around cancer is pretty well exclusively in relation to brain tumours. There have been studies of other cancers. There hasn't been found to be an increased risk, but there are a few studies and often not very good. But the concern mainly is about the brain. And so if you're not using the mobile phone at the ear, it's not going to be exposed. And there are a couple of ways of doing that. One, of course, is texting. A second is to use the loudspeaker function.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, that's probably for consenting adults in private. And the other one, of course, is a little Bluetooth ear set or one of the cable ear sets that keeps the mobile phone well away from the head. The Bluetooth, people often ask about the Bluetooth one, say, well, isn't that just replacing one radio exposure with another? Well, yes, it is, but it's much, much, much weaker, mm-hmm, having that little device at the ear.
And do new phones emit less radiation than old ones?
The 3G phones you get much less exposure. It's actually not that they emit much less, but the way they have been designed to operate makes it so that the total amount of exposure that you get during the course of a conversation is much less on average.
Okay.
And so for anyone who's got the necessary resources and is worried and hasn't yet got a 3G phone, that's one easy way of immediately making a material reduction in exposure to radio waves.
That's great. And is it also true that if the signal's very low, that then your phone kind of ups its amount of whatever?
That is true. And if you're always using a mobile phone in a low signal area, then the amount of energy absorbed will be greater than if you're using it in either as a mixture or mainly in a high signal area.
Okay.
Now, it's got further to transmit the signal.
Okay. And now just finally, before I let you go, I have to ask you about these mobile phone towers and particularly whether it's a problem or not, whether you think it's a problem if they're very close to schools or preschools. Is the amount of radiation coming out of these towers significant in terms of that we should be worried about it?
I think the answer to that question is almost certainly not. Distance is, of course, the main issue, and you don't really have to be a very long way from one of those towers for there not to be a material exposure to radio waves.
How far would you say?
Sorry?
How far would you say? I mean, 50 metres, 100 metres, 200 metres?
Well, you know, I think basically 10 to 20 metres is enough for that signal to be really quite weak.
Okay.
There has been a big study done in the United Kingdom where they looked at childhood cancer in relation to proximity to mobile phone towers, and there was really no evidence in that study that there was an association between being close to the mobile phone tower and getting a brain tumour or having a high estimated exposure to energy from the mobile phone towers and getting a brain tumour.
Okay, great.
Or any other tumour.
Well, that's good to know. My daughter has mobile phone towers right opposite her preschool, so bit of a loaded question. I was kind of interested to hear what you had to say about that. Thanks very much for your time. It's been great to talk to you.
It's a pleasure.
We've learnt a lot. That's Professor Bruce Armstrong from the Sydney School of Public Health at Sydney University.
This has been a Hope 103.2 podcast. For helpful articles, station news, videos, devotional emails and more podcasts, visit hope1032.com.au.